Hey, how about this? A pair of Paul Newman's watches are about to hit the auction block for a lot of money.
Is that what they were, Daytonas or something?
Yeah, his daughter found them. This is after Paul Newman had died. She was looking for a pencil.
After his time ran out?
Yeah.
Sorry.
She was looking for a pencil in Pop's office there. And she found a pair of Rolex Daytona watches worn by Paul Newman in his latter years. And she said they were just in this box on his desk. And so, you know, so she's gonna sell them. Sotheby's is going to sell them, auction them off. Part of the sale of more than 300 mementos from the Newman estate. Sotheby's thinks $500,000 to $1 million per watch.
Wow.
He wore Rolexes throughout most of his career. He is most closely associated with the Daytona model, his late 1960s version.
He liked racing.
With an exotic dial sold for nearly $18 million in 2017. So these watches are chump change compared to that one that sold for $18 million. His daughter said he had a habit of betting house guests a quarter that his Rolex kept better time than whatever was on their wrist. And so this is back in the olden days when, you know, you didn't have exact, like, you got the exact time on your watch, on your clock, your phone now. You know, that's the exact time. But back in the old days, you know, the way you got the correct time was calling the time, calling the telephone number for the time. So he would, somebody'd be in the house and he would brag about his watch and he'd say, "Hey, I bet my watch is closer to the real time than your watch," and he would almost always win with that. In 2020, an auction house sold a Rolex that was given to Paul Newman by his wife with the inscription "Drive Slowly, Joanne" for nearly $5.5 million.
I remember the last time Paul Newman was in the trash. It was because apparently they need that watch because it's business time all the time. Him and Joanne were everywhere in public.
Oh yeah, yeah,
coat
yeah.
checks. Yeah. Elevators, yeah. behind restaurants.
That was their thing. That was their thing. But the watches, something has happened in the last 10 years or so where fancy watches are in greater demand now, mm-hmm. you know,
there are people,
among the celebrity crowd.
Oh, and there's all those, there's a term for it where they distract people, come steal their watches yeah. right off their wrist and stuff.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow won her civil trial in the ski collision case. Jury deliberated for only 2 hours yesterday.
They found her guinnessant.
And yes, they did. And you know what they said? Well, she was being sued by this guy for $3 million in damages. He alleged that she was reckless out on the ski hill and didn't check on her after she ran into him. And she said that's all nonsense, and she countersued. He sued for $3 million. She countersued for $1. And the judge said, yeah, you win, and he's got to give you $1. And so he did. And then she approached the guy after the verdict was read and told him that she wished him well. And it was 31 years ago, this week, the number one album in the country was a movie soundtrack loaded with classic rock songs, 1992. Wayne's World.
I saw that Empire Records came out on this day, too, that movie. And that's got a great soundtrack, but Wayne's World was rocking.
And the first one you think of with Wayne's World is...
Queen.
Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody. And then that song hit the charts again here in the United States after the movie came out. But there are a couple of Jimi Hendrix tunes in there, Fire and Foxy Lady, Black Sabbath, Time Machine, Soundgarden, Loud Love, Montrose, Rock Candy, and this one, The Blitz. Brad and John, 92.9 KISM.